Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, 9 at 9 with me, Tigo. And as you can see, I'm having technical difficulties because for some reason this morning, I tested everything, I promised you. And then I came back and my camera wasn't seen by StreamYard. And I've tried everything. So now I've got crystals going around my head. I've got half a wall going over here. But you know what? As they say, the show must go on. And my good buddy, Michelle Abraham, is here. And I wasn't going to miss this. Hey, Michelle, what's happening?
Hey, Tigo, how's it going? Thanks for having me here today.
I'm so glad to have you here. You know, me and half my head. I'm so glad to have you here and hang out with you for just a minute. What's going on with you?
Oh, my gosh. We're just enjoying the summer life. This has been awesome. Just so many exciting things happening. New clients, new exciting things going on. And just looking forward to seeing what the rest of the year brings.
Yeah, you know, you're a podcast expert. You know, I kind of lean on you guys, for you and Evans, for advice and all that good stuff. You guys are taking the dive in the charter with us for, you know, podnation.tv and all that. And I tell everybody, you know, if you guys want to get it set up, you need to talk to Michelle, because I'm not setting it up for you. They're going to take care of that for you. So what's been going on in the podcast world? Are more people starting to venture to video and away from just audio?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny you say that. We've really seen a huge movement of people realizing we've always coached our clients to like start with video, because I feel like you have more opportunity. If you start with video, you can repurpose it in so many other different ways. But I've seen a real movement for the people who didn't already have, you know, their videos going on, to now they're adding video to it. They're going to YouTube. Now they're using the video streaming apps. They're getting more video. They're wanting to get on video now. Now I think people are more comfortable with video, and especially after being the last year and a half in the world where now we've had to be on video for almost everything. people are more comfortable with video now. They're wanting to add video to their podcast if they didn't already do it.
Okay, so let's talk about, you know, old school. We're gonna call them old school because I'm kind of in that group of old school. Old school business owners and entrepreneurs and all of that. And let's talk about the new groups that are coming in that are all going, I'm barely able to talk on my, you know, on my audio podcast. And now, Tigo, you're telling me I got to be out there and on video. What are you telling your clients to get past the fear?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think, you know, if you start being comfortable in that uncomfortable zone, you can move mountains. So I started this practice in my own life a few years ago, and you know, it's really served me well. Just do it anyways. If you don't want to do it and you feel uncomfortable doing it, do it anyways. And the more you do it, and the more you practice it, and the more you practice using your voice, practice being on camera, it becomes like second nature and it's no big deal anymore. So my solution to fear is always get into action.
Yeah, totally.
Just do it.
Get into action. Now, I've been in business since I was 10 years old. And, you know, when I started my first business, I hung a couple of flyers up in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're doing podcasts around the world, and there's still people. you know, that remember the yellow pages, you know, those things are just like doorstops now. People actually use those. So how important is being on video, having your own podcast to grow your business? It's not just to hang out and have fun with my buddies like we do now. How important is it to grow your business?
Oh, I think it's so important because in video, especially taking it to the next level of video too, you can really see someone's personality. That authenticity, you can't hide on these platforms, right? So you know people are the real deal when you're able to listen to them week after week or see them week after week on shows. There's no doubt that this person is true, real, authentic, and the type of person, if you love what they're saying, that you want to work with, right? So I think that sets you so far ahead as an expert because people can really get to know, like you, and trust you so much faster.
Yeah. So one of the biggest problems people have, they say, okay, I'm getting past the fear. I know I got to do video or at least audio and get my podcast out there so people know my message and know what my business is about. But how do I get guests? You know, how do I get people to sit in that other chair so I'm not just sitting here talking to myself? So you guys have a solution for that, right?
Yeah, we do. We have lots of solutions for that. I mean, I think it's so awesome. I think being a guest is like one of the best things you can do to get your feet wet into the podcasting world. So we have a solution where we can help you get on to other shows, but we also have a workshop where we teach you how to go and find those shows that are specifically right for you and that have your audience already there. So if you're thinking about podcasting, but you're not quite sure you want to have your own show, being a guest is amazing because if you think about it, you're going out there and being guests on other shows, your message in that show is living out there and working for you 24/7. There's no other platform that can do that, right?
Right. Totally. No other platform that can do that. So before we get cut off by Mr. Rude Allen, tell everybody, oh, there it is. There's your web address. Tell everybody how to find you in case they're listening right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So if you go to amplifyunetwork.com, so amplifyunetwork.com, you can see all the shows that we work with. You can check them all out there. And then there's an email address there. We're in the middle of rechanging our website, but this is where you see all the shows that we have been working with this year and how amazing they all are.
So what's coming up next for you guys? I know you're a part of the Pod Nation family, and I'm so happy that you are. And you're bringing a lot of your friends along, too.
We
and
are.
I'm really, really appreciative of that. But what's coming up next for you? What's the next phase?
Yeah, the next phase for us is we're going to start adding some events into our business. So we're going to do some 2-day workshop events to get people really clear on that profiting from their podcast pathway. So what is that? What are those steps to profit from your podcast? And so we're going to take you through a 2-day workshop of really getting clear on what that is and getting you that plan in your hands so then you can implement it into your business. We're seeing a lot of people come to us now who have a podcast and they have a business, but they don't talk to each other. So it's like relaunching, restarting. Let's figure out what that plan is to get you a profitable podcast right from the start. Whether you're just starting new or relaunching, this will be a great event for you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, you know, our producer has already thrown up our 2-minute mark. I can't believe it. It's gone so fast. You know, let's talk about real quickly. Some people say they won't get started because they feel like their first few shows are going to suck. I say they're going to suck anyway, so you might as well get started. What do you say?
I say if you're not embarrassed by your first few episodes, you waited too long to get started.
I love it. Okay, tell everybody again how they can find you because he's going to cut us off in like 40 seconds.
Awesome. Yeah. So reach out to us. We have a Facebook group called My Podcast Coach or on amplifyunetwork.com. Reach out to us if you want to check out what we're up to or if you want to get on Pod Nation TV too. We can help you do that.
Thank you, Michelle, for coming out, hanging out with me. I love hanging out with you and Evans. It's always fun. And we've got lots of cool stuff coming up, you guys. And you're going to see Michelle, you're going to see Evans, and a lot of our family is going to be showing up on the 9 at 9 and sharing new messages. And look what we did. We didn't get cut off by Alan today.
Awesome.
I'm excited. I'm getting this down. Alan, you did that on purpose. All right, everybody, let's thank Michelle Abraham for hanging out with us. Make sure you check her out and check out everything that they're doing. And don't forget to visit podnation.tv. If you want to be on, you know, take your podcast to broadcast. That's what we do. All right. Thank you for watching. I hope you'll be here next time. And as always, I'm Tego, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.